This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hi, Natalie. It's Ginny and the Bish from Joy 94.9. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're well, thank
Hello,
you.
Hello, Natalie. Sorry, we were just having a chat off air there.
That's okay. I wasn't sure if I caught you on air.
You caught us in the middle.
You're usually up early for Totally Wild, are you?
Well, luckily for me, the show's not live, so but I do watch it. It's on at 7:30 in the morning. So,
you get up to watch yourself, do you?
I do, because, you know, it's an excuse to come in a little bit later to work because I had to watch the show at all.
For research purposes.
Exactly.
It's great. I was just saying to Ginny that I watched Totally Wild in the UK. A woman called Michaela Strachan, who is your sort of equivalent over in the UK. And, it was amazing. It was great to see all the animals and... I was, one of my favourite shows.
It's a really cool show, and so many people say that they love it because even if you have it on mute in the background, the pictures are so nice, like the animals and all the different places that we get to. So, everybody can watch it. I love it too.
Now, this is a pretty amazing step for you, isn't it, Natalie? Because you used to do some work on stingers, and now you're just really throwing yourself out there, literally, into the wild. How's that all going?
Yeah, really good. I actually started out wanting to be in news. I worked in Bendigo, in country radio, for a while, doing the local news, and then I headed back to Melbourne when I got the job with Totally Wild. So it was definitely very different to what I was used to. But no, I love it. It's so good. I get to travel to all corners of Australia and see some pretty interesting things. So, yeah, I love it.
I'd imagine that all the dangerous animals they have here in Australia, I mean, have you come up against any that you think, oh, don't want to be in this situation?
Do you know, it's funny, we as I said, go to lots of different zoos and wildlife parks and things like that. So it's often hard to find yourself feeling scared because you are, you know, at the zoo you have to keep a pretty safe distance and stuff like that. Even though, you know, like last week I was holding a boa constrictor out at Ballarat Wildlife Park.
Nice.
The people that are there are so protective and make you feel very safe. So.
Yep.
That it's, you know, I don't feel in danger like that, but I am scared, terrified of birds.
So really?
Every time a bird, even if it's a sparrow, comes near me, I think
so. You're holding a boa constrictor, and then there's a sparrow just over the corner, just next to you, and then you're just scared.
Freaking out. It's embarrassing, and probably the worst thing to be scared of because they're absolutely everywhere.
They are, and I think it's the flapping sensation, isn't it?
It's completely the flapping that noise. Like I can hear that from miles away. It's just so scary, and I duck for cover. I'm terrified. I had to do a story on a wedge-tailed eagle for Totally Wild, and the guy promised me, he said, I promise you it will not move. Sure enough, I get in there, the bird flaps its wings, I'm on the ground, it was a nightmare.
Oh no!
I know.
Now, speaking of wild animals and wild birds, you were actually on the set of Neighbours. but like, you're going behind the scenes, and what was it like being behind the scenes with all the cast?
It was awesome. It was definitely different to the sorts of things I'm used to doing with Totally Wild, but with our new time slot, which is at 7:30 a.m., we're trying to sort of make it a little bit more about adventure and action and that sort of thing. So we decided to head out to the Neighbours set and go behind the scenes and have a look at what goes on and what the actors get up to and stuff, and it was very interesting. It was really cool.
Are there many animals that are around the set? I know Bouncer used to be there, but...
Not animals in the traditional sense. No, there's not. Everybody out there is so nice. But no, there's no dogs or anything on set out there anymore.
Oh, okay.
We spoke to so many people out there. We spoke to editors and actors and people in wardrobe and makeup and stuff like that. So we made our way around the set. We were like a whirlwind.
And I hear your co-host Colin put an audition to the casting directors of Neighbours, showing off his musical skills. Is that...
He did. He said to me, because... what we filmed out there are the links that go in between each story on the show. So Colin said to me, okay, for this link, I am going to do a bit of an audition. I'm going to sing to James Sorensen, who plays Declan, and you talk to the camera and tell them, you know, when we come back after the break, blah, blah, blah. So I was talking to the camera in the background. Colin decides to get out his guitar and start singing, and I could not stop laughing. I have never laughed more in my life. I couldn't even compose myself to talk to the camera, but needless to say, it's made it to air, and it'll be on TV on Thursday morning, I think, so it was very funny.
Now, you didn't put yourself together an audition tape for Neighbours, you just let Colin take the reins?
Well, Colin kindly wrote in some practicing of a love scene, so the two of us were practicing this scene where I had to end up kissing him.
Oh, any excuse, hey?
Yeah, and he liked to keep rehearsing that scene too, but yeah. I didn't kiss him, so that's good.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work for radio very often here, so I try to come up with the excuse of we had to practice the kissing bit.
But, I'm sure you do.
Are there many animals that are around the set? I know Bouncer used to be there, but...
Not animals in the traditional sense. No, there's not. Everybody out there is so nice. But no, there's no dogs or anything on set out there anymore.
Oh, okay. And I think you caught up with one of our friends or friends of the show, Matt
Workmeister?
Yes, we did. We spoke to so many people out there. We spoke to editors and actors and people in wardrobe and makeup and stuff like that. So we made our way around the set. We were like a whirlwind.
Okay.
And I hear your co-host Colin put an audition to the casting directors of Neighbours with a bit of a music showing off his musical skills. Is that true?
He did. He said to me, because what we filmed out there are the links that go in between each story on the show. So Colin said to me, okay, for this link, I am going to do a bit of an audition. I'm going to sing to James Sorensen, who plays Declan, and you talk to the camera and tell them, you know, when we come back after the break, blah, blah, blah. So I was talking to the camera in the background. Colin decides to get out his guitar and start singing, and I could not stop laughing. I have never laughed more in my life. I couldn't even compose myself to talk to the camera, but needless to say, it's made it to air, and it'll be on TV on Thursday morning, I think, so it was very funny.
Now, you didn't put yourself together an audition tape for Neighbours, you just let Colin take the reins?
Well, Colin kindly wrote in some practicing of a love scene, so the two of us were practicing this scene where I had to end up kissing him.
Oh, any excuse, hey?
Yeah, and he liked to keep rehearsing that scene too.
Unfortunately,
I didn't kiss him, so that's good.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work for radio very often here. So I try to come up with the excuse of we had to practice the kissing bit. But,
I'm sure you do.
Now, you were hanging out with the cast of Neighbours on their behind the scenes, but you've actually been doing quite a bit of hanging out behind the scenes because you checked out Cirque du Soleil in with Drellion. That must have been amazing.
That was incredible. It was so cool because, we were behind the scenes, so we were seeing all the performers and stuff when they were practicing, you know, rehearsing. It was just amazing to have a look at, like, even where they eat. They have, like, a fully stocked kitchen all day that has just food around the clock, but healthy food, everything's healthy. But also just talking to some of those performers. I spoke to one little girl called Wang Junru, and she's the performer who is in all the photos and stuff. She has, like, her feet wrapped around her face, sort of standing in some weird position. And I interviewed her in that position. I was really cool.
Oh, okay.
Wow!
I know. I was trying to make the interview short so that she wouldn't be too uncomfortable.
She probably is quite used to it, so I assume she wasn't even flinching when you were talking to her.
She wasn't, and the thing that concerned her the most was her English. She was worried about her English. Here she was standing on her...
Yeah, bent legs all over.
She wasn't even on her head. She was in some weird position with legs on her face, and she's worried about her English.
She was
very good.
Out of all the animals that you've been seeing over the time in the program, I mean, are there any animals you particularly want to get close to or meet?
I'd love to have a gorilla. I'd love to have a gorilla at my house. But
at your house?
I'd love to have a gorilla at my house, but something tells me I wouldn't live to tell the story. But, you know, I think I really like the big animals, like the gorillas and the lions and the giraffes and all those animals. I love those ones. I love the cute and cuddly ones too, but there's something that's just fascinating about watching. Like, I could stand all day at the zoo and watch the gorillas. They're incredible.
You said you started off your career in radio doing the news. Now you've obviously moved on to TV. Are you happy with the way it's come along?
Well, I am. I originally thought I really wanted to do news, and when I started with Totally Wild, I thought that maybe one day I'd head back to news. But when you spend your days at zoos being up close with these animals and travelling to places like Lord Howe Island and stuff, it's hard to look back and think, I'd like to go back to news. So I'm really happy, and I'd like to maybe one day get out of kids' TV, even though I love it. It'd be good to get out of it one day, but at the moment I'm really happy with Totally Wild.
Yeah, because you get to, as you said, you get to meet all the Neighbours stars as well, don't you?
Exactly, and I love kids, so I love kids, I love animals, and yeah, I get to hang out on the Neighbours
set. Neighbours set.
What more could you ask
so
for?
We can see you on the Neighbours set this...
So from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday at 7:30 a.m. We're there all week hosting the show.
Fantastic. And is there anything coming up with future Totally Wild episodes that you'd like to give us a bit of an insight on?
Well, we've got heaps coming up. We've got, of course, it's ski season, so we're heading to the snow on a few different trips.
Wow.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, we've got crews flying everywhere, so there's lots of exciting stuff coming. Up, you have to tune in, have a look.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.